while the choir has already preached a sermon. Isn't that true? Amen. We'll just pray and just get out of here. My God is awesome. Who have thought, right, that God, being so awesome, created a diverse family? Right? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this afternoon, even as we come to the close of our service, Lord, and this wonderful celebration. We just ask, oh God, that you just take absolute control as your word comes forth briefly, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful things you've done, oh God, through the years, and that African-American black can experience your awesomeness, oh God. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So briefly, we just want to summarize because we don't have time right now. Right? Because as I look at my time, it's 12:30. That means we should be wrapping up, but we're just starting. That tells us we serve an awesome God, right? Amen. Amen. You know, the scripture said 1,000 years to man is like a day in the sight of God. So 1 hour to you is like a minute to God, right? Amen. So quickly, let us just look at our theme, our topic for today, life in God's diverse family. Life in God's diverse family. You know, when God created the universe, he didn't create man first. He created the animals and everything. They were different. Birds different from the lion. Lions different from the fish in the sea. And everything was different. So as I was preparing this message, I'm like, wow, God is good. Because he didn't create everything the same. Excuse me. You know, we went down on the weather from Word of Life. When we came back, we lost our voice because we were at snow camp. And this year's snow camp was real snow camp. It was terrible cold. So bear with us. Amen? But think about how God's family is diverse. He doesn't create everything the same. So quickly, we want to just look at our eternal truth. You see, as Christians, we have much to consider and learn from and celebrate during Black History Month, right? Even as church, for us celebrating Black History Month, it kind of indicates that our acknowledgement and appreciation for diversity. Amen? And not only that, the bottom line is that regardless of what culture and ethnicity you are from, guess what? We were all created by God. Amen. We were created by God. And most importantly, the grace of God is so enough, so much for everyone, even with our different backgrounds. We are one family in God and have become part of God's family. And this is why we will strive to build this diverse family of faith. Because at the end, when we get to heaven, there ain't going to be no black. There's not going to be no white. There's not going to be no Hispanic. There's not going to be no African-American. It's going to be God's children. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He got my back. Even though he sent me the Word of Life. So quickly, the first thing as God's diverse family, the first thing we want to recognize is that we want to recognize the image of God in every person. When I see you, I see God's image. Whether you're white or whether you're black, I see you as God's image. Because if we go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, it tells us that then God said, Please help us. Let us go there. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image. He didn't say, let us make black men. He didn't say, let us make white men. He didn't say, let us make Hispanic. He didn't say, let us make Greek or European or whatever you may call it. He said, let us make man in our image. And according to God, he said, in our image and according to our likeness. Now, this is a profound statement that carries with an immense width of significance to understand that. You see, when we consider the implication of this truth, it becomes clear, church, that every human being is created by God. And not only that, every human being carries the reflection of God. Now, you're not going to be walking here and say, I'm God. No, you're not. But when we see each other, we don't see a person. We see the reflection of God in that person. That's part of the colors. And that's why we have to recognize the image of God in every person. So each person, no matter your background, your circumstances, or your choices, it carries within that spark of who God has created. Amen? And as Christians, we are called to love one another, right? And the scripture says we should love our neighbors as ourselves. We should not look at our neighbors different from us. We should not look at our neighbors, even if they walk down the street, consider them, even if they're black, look at them differently. No. We should consider them as a child of God. Amen? And not only that, we should see the divine in them, that the Spirit of God, that God manifests his power to create black or white or whatever colors. But God created them. And we should see God in them. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, when God said, let us make man, it was special. Because when he created every other creature, the Bible said God spoke and everything came into being. But when he came to mankind, the Bible said, he said, let us make. He used his hands. The Bible said, out of the dust, God, he did what? He created man. And the most important thing, the Bible said, God breathed the breath of life into man. And man became a what? A living soul. So if God created me as a living soul, don't see me as a black boy walking down the street. See me as God creature. See me as God reflection. Amen? See each other as child. Let the image of God be seen in every person. Amen? When we look at others, we don't just see them like the collection of atoms and cells running in them. No. We are looking at a being that was created by God. And this is priceless in value. Because whatever God creates is priceless, is value to God. If you create something, right? You cherish that thing, right? It becomes something close to your heart. And guess what? I am close to God's heart. And so are you. So are every human race. We are close to God's heart. Of everything, right? The most holy and acceptable creature that is close to God is human beings. Not the animals. Because even when God created animals, he told Adam to name them. He gave Adam, he said, you have dominion. But when he created mankind, it took God special time to put mankind together. So when we see each other as God's children. Let us see God's reflection in them. Amen? And even though we have gone through chaos and troubles, African American, black people in this nation, and not only in America, even in Africa. There were times in my country, if you are not Johnson, if you are not Dennis, sorry, I'm not talking to you, Dennis. if you are not Dennis, if you are not Randall, if you are not Brown, you will not enter into a good school. The first thing they say, who's that boy, Momo? What's that country boy doing around here? So you see that? We experience it too. Because even the free slaves that left from here went to Africa, they treat the natives as slaves. They treat the natives as slaves. If you want to go to good school, you have to live with an African-American. They call them a Congo-American. You have to live with them in order to go to good schools. You have to live with them even to go to university. And guess what? When you're living with them, you're responsible to cook. You're responsible to clean the yard. You're supposed to do everything. And when your parents is coming to visit you on a Sunday morning, they dress you all so beautifully. But mind you, don't put steam on that clothes. Because the moment your family, your parents leave, you're going back to your same old root. But you see, when God created a diverse family, it wasn't meant so. It was meant for us to love each other. It was meant for us to see each other as God's creation. It was meant for us to embrace each other, regardless of your colors, regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your education, regardless of what part of the world you are from. God created every one of us to see each other as God's creation and love each other. And here's the thing, church. I'm not going to keep you now. Even though God created diverse family, we live in a diverse family. First, I said we have to see each other as God's image, right? And secondly, in order for us to move forward, we have to embrace the power of forgiveness. It's hurtful to be treated like nothing. Yes. It's hurtful to not be considered part of a class. It's hurtful to not be treated as God's child. It's hurtful when I cannot have the same opportunity another person could have. It's hurtful. But guess what? We have to embrace that power of forgiveness. And that's why Martin Luther fought for. That's why all the civil rights, you know, they fought for. Because we cannot hold it into our heart and continue to wish for things to change. We have to let it go. Because guess what? Once upon a time, mankind sinned against God. According to Luke chapter 23, verse 24, God brought redemption from mankind through the birth of Jesus Christ. On the cross, even on the cross, Jesus Christ, on the Father said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the power of forgiveness. Do you remember the story of Joseph and his brothers? They sold Joseph into slavery, right? And when they saw Joseph, when Joseph finally revealed himself to them, they pled with Joseph to ask for forgiveness. And Joseph embraced them. He forgave them. He said, I will provide everything for you. That's the power of forgiveness. Not holding back to the past. Now, even though you cannot erase the past, but sometimes you got to stumble over the past, get over the past, to look forward for the future. Because guess what? The God who we serve, he doesn't hold us on the past. He holds us for the future. You remember the story about the prodigal son. After he left his father's house, he lavished everything. He came back to his father. He said, if I could only be a servant in your house. And guess what? The father said, no. My son is not going to be a servant. God's children are not going to be a servant in heaven. God's children are not going to be a servant in heaven. We are all going to wear the same robe, the same gown, and walk on the street of gold as God's children. It's the father can embrace his son. He said, come. And he hold a feast for his son. He said, this my son was lost, but now he's found. That's the power of forgiveness. And that's the power of forgiveness we all need to carry out in our lives. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I'm just summarizing now. Let's go to the next slide. Because I don't want to keep everybody. And next year we'll have Black History Month. Nobody's going to come. Right? We want to keep it growing. Keep going to the next slide. Keep going, Chris. There we go. And lastly, we celebrate our differences. No matter the hurt, no matter the pain, no matter what has happened in our lives, we come together and celebrate in unity, in diversity. You may be black, you may be white, you may be whatever color, but we celebrate unity because in the book of Revelation, let me just go there real quickly. We're going to come back to that. So that help me, Chris. He said in Revelation chapter 7, he said, after these things, he said, I look and behold a great multitude which no one could number. He said, of all nations, whether black, white, wherever you're from, the Bible is saying all nations and all tribes, all peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed white robes and palm branches in their hands. They are worshiping, they are crying with a loud voice saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb of God. That's what we do as Christians. That's what we do as church. We celebrate our differences. We put the past behind us and look forward to the future because the one who holds the future is better than the one who controls the past. He has the future. He knows what's best for the future. And he who holds the future will have control over every situation. And he will be glorified. Because when we get to heaven, there ain't going to be no black. There ain't going to be no white. There ain't going to be no brown. There ain't going to be no color. It's going to be children of the Most High God. God bless you.